Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 141 FM KMOX. Happy friggin' Friday to you. Another gorgeous day out there. I don't know how Dave Murray thinks it's going to get up to 85 this weekend. I think he's on crack.
You heard it here first.
That's a hell of an allegation.
I've been thinking that for a while now.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's on crack again.
Again. Is that going to be the opening line?
Yeah.
Dave, when did you stop using crack?
Well, when was his last crack phase?
80s.
That doesn't even count. Everybody was doing it.
Yeah. Shout out to one of our pals. Mel is our contact, our client at Lombardo Homes. Lives up in Michigan, and she just had some hip surgery. So, Mel, we love you. You're the best. Feel better soon.
Mel really is the best.
She really is the
she
best.
She is the sweetest and the funniest.
She's
and
the coolest.
Cool to hang out with. Yeah,
100%. Hope you feel better soon. I felt so good coming in today.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
My show prep is prolific.
All right.
I have two pages.
Two columns. Wow.
Two pages.
Oh, my goodness.
Two columns. And I got in today, and guess what I figured out? It's all crap. It's all crap. No. I don't know what kind of mood I was in last night.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Too far in the zone, but everything I wrote down is stupid.
You want to give us a couple of examples?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be the judge of that.
1600s Tudor sex. I was going to tell you all the sexual mores of people in England in the 1600s.
Well, I'm turned on.
But the thing is, I don't remember it now.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, what were you watching? That like
TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, you ever wonder what sex was like in the 1600s? I'm like, very much.
I sure do. Follow.
So I watched the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, they're going to eat this up.
I would like to subscribe to your newsletter, sir.
They're always talking about this.
This is always going to be so great on Game
of just yesterday, Wheeler was saying, I wonder.
Yeah, it's just stupid stuff. There's just nothing good.
Was that the highlight?
It's just the one that jumped out at me. I was going to talk about how I ate tuna every day when I was young. So it's like, what? Where's that going to go?
Delicious. Someone did order a tuna melt at the diner earlier. Did you guys hear it? We were wondering what would happen if someone did. Somebody did. Yeah, okay. I might be in worse shape than you are, even, Dave.
Yeah, I can't look to you to save
the
me.
The show
what is
saved. We have the tuna melt up anecdote.
I don't know.
Don't worry. I'll handle this. Everyone just stand back.
Here I come to save the day.
I heard someone ordering tuna melt in London.
I saw them cooking a bit of a tuna melt, and was it delivered to the customer? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it was.
I love lamp.
Start at the beginning. Tell me the whole story.
Well, it started when I heard her say, one tuna melt.
And it just went on from there.
And you could probably come up with the rest in your own minds.
That's pretty funny. That's the funniest thing we'll do all day. I also had this thought. I wrote pre-birth and afterlife because I was thinking, like, I don't know what the afterlife is going to be, but let's say it's just nothing. It's just nothingness. So you don't know that because it's nothing. You're not clocking it, but you're missing the opportunity to be alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering why people get so upset about that, having like this eternity in the afterlife
with no cognizance, but then the whole time before you were born, billions of years, you're in the same position.
Because we didn't know what we had then.
I know.
We didn't know what we could have had.
This is why it's bad show prep.
Now that we're born, we're like, hey, this is pretty cool, being aware and right. looking at stuff and watching TV.
Right.
Well, that goes away. I'm going to be like, ah.
Well, maybe not.
Wish I could play video games.
You may not be thinking anything. Or you could just be totally happy and all you'll be doing is playing video games.
Don't you think you would eventually get tired of consciousness?
It's a good question.
Because I wish I had wrote that I'm question on the down. Edge now. Wow.
I welcome that sleep every night. I'll tell you that.
A slinger.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, I watched that show, The Good Place, with Kristen Bell. It was on, you know,
eight years ago or so.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a, well, I have to spoil the whole show.
Oh, who cares? It's 8 years.
It's been a while.
The whole point is they're in the afterlife, and they finally do make it to the good place, and they're having a wonderful time. But after a while, people start to get worn out, and they just kind of want to be done. Mm. Like, they just want to be done.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, when they get in their old age, that's kind of a common sentiment of like, yeah, I've had a great life. I'm ready to be done.
And then you wake up again somewhere else.
Yeah, if you wake up again, that might be kind of like, oh, okay, I just got to keep doing this.
Well, happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, not to sound too bleak, I'm just saying it could be sweet relief as well.
Yeah.
Just something to consider.
Yeah.
It's all circumstantial.
What do you mean?
Well, it depends on where you, like.
True.
He's saying that he's be fine being alive forever because he's so content and happy with life.
Sure. Yeah, but I may not be someday. I might be super sick. Be like, this sucks. I don't want that anymore.
Well, even if you weren't sick, don't you think you, let's say if you were alive for 5,000 years,
man.
You might just be like, I'm kind of over this.
It's a common refrain in like fantasy media that deals with immortality is that eventually
vampires get bored.
Yeah, vampires, you know, Highlanders or whatever. Eventually you just, you get tired of it. It wears on you.
I don't know, man.
We were only, our brains were only meant to live for, you know, 100 years. Our bodies only meant to live for 100 years.
Well, for a long time, it was only meant to live about 30 years. So now we've keep extending it.
Yeah, we're all depressed. What does that tell you?
What would it be like, though, to like live, you've like seen the last 500 years. So you know everything. You know, everything's ever happened. You're probably rich because you've been able to just grow money that whole time. That'd be pretty all right. You'd be living on top of the food chain.
How so?
Well, you'd be...
Because you're a vampire?
You'd be... Well, no, I'm just talking about like, if you could live
you're
that
literally
long,
eating everyone like, else.
You'd have all the money. You'd know all the stuff because you lived it. You experienced it.
Yeah, but everything you're saying is making me agree with Rach that if I had all of that for 500 years, I would be sick of it.
You'd be, man, I don't know. Can't imagine being sick of fun.
I don't know. I just think there's a reason. There's a reason we all die. It happens to everyone. That is the one inevitability you can expect life is that it's going to end. I have to believe that it ends for a reason.
I've read a lot of philosophy that people say that death is what gives life meaning. The fact that it does end.
Yeah. Yeah. Life has no, there's no urgency. There's no importance. There's no value to your decisions. There's no weight to the decisions you make if there's infinite time to redo them.
It's all theoretical, though, right? Because everybody dies. So we know that. It's like we're operating from that knowledge and from that assumption. So we could have the great philosophers just working backward. Well, we know we're going to die. I guess that gives us meaning. I mean, we don't know what it's like to be alive for 500 years. We don't know. So, and we're never going to know, at least in my opinion, we're never going to know that. Unless there's a way to transfer your consciousness to a robot like in all the sci-fi shows are talking about now. But like that's the thing. We're locked in to the end being the end. So we kind of have to rationalize that's what gives us meaning because we know it's going to happen. Well, maybe we could just have meaning even if we weren't going to die.
If you could put your consciousness into a robot body and you could put it into an exact replica of your body now, or any other you chose, would you just keep being Kevin Wheeler?
Sure, why not? I mean, unless you had to like, you know.
You don't like your height.
Unless you had to, I'd be taller. I'd be like, let's make me about 6'4". That'd be great.
Great big giant Wheeler.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing?
Paul Bunyan.
No, it just depends on the circumstance. Like if you're like, you know, everybody else around you is dead and it's weird being the same person, or you're trying to hide that you're that person, that'd be different. But otherwise, no, why not just be the same? You got to have a reason to change that, right?
Yeah.
Because if you change it, then you got to remember it.
But you got to remember.
You got to remember that, oh, now I'm Francisco instead of Kevin. And you're like, ah, people are going to call your name. You're not going to answer, and it's going to be weird.
Well, no, you'll still be Kevin Wheeler. You'll just look different. You look like Tom Brady.
Oh, I see.
Or something.
So you'll still call yourself the same. You're just going to look different.
Yeah.
Ah.
I wouldn't mind looking like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
I wouldn't mind you looking like Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to look like a guy that
sounds
I don't like.
We'd all be a lot happier.
What if we all look like Tom Brady? What if we all had tuna melts?
I know, just the place.
Well, this is the best show's going to get. So I hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to go away somewhere else, I completely understand.
Blow out that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're glad TGS
someone call a hearse. I have a question for you. See it all from here. We all know that your blood is red, but when it is inside your body, what color is it?
Blue.
I thought it was blue or else perhaps black.
Rach?
It's red.
It is red.
Mm. No.
But the interesting thing is it's not a Mandela effect thing. It's just that my generation and Kevin's generation were misinformed.
Yes.
We were told in science class that your blood is blue inside your body. It turns out that's just a trick of the way the light goes through your skin.
Yeah.
Huh. And they even had an explanation for it. Do you remember it? It's when it's oxygenated.
You get exposed to oxygen, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's oxygen already in your blood.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we were, like, my whole generation just misinformed.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, we learn stuff as we go.
Yeah.
I was just bad at science.
Wonder what else we were misinformed on.
Lots.
Oh, God. Damn near everything. It was a lot.
I've been watching these excerpts of Ken Burns talking about the Revolutionary War. And it, like, I'm paying the price because he is amazing. And everything he says, I just hang on his every word. But he's being interviewed by Theo Von.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Who I can't stand. And so it's like Ken Burns will talk for 10 minutes about, you know, intelligent things, and Theo Von will vomit something stupid. It's just like, oh, God.
I don't know bummer. Ken Burns well, but I'm actually pretty surprised that that's, of all the podcasts you could do, and I mean, you know, whatever about Theo Von, it's just there are more Ken Burns appropriate podcasts to appear on, in my opinion.
Yeah. Just a big audience, though.
He was making the point, Ken Burns was, which I had never really thought of in particular, and just how absolutely world-changing the United States was. And for the first time ever, although you could argue about Greece and Rome, that we went from peasants to citizens. And that was like such a big, gigantic, bright line in history.
Yeah, I mean, we were one of the first that didn't have entrenched nobility. I mean, we did kind of because it was rich people, but like it wasn't necessarily just you were born into the right family and you have the right land titles and all that stuff. We started off without that, but we kind of built that way. And it's more about money than it is about quote unquote nobility.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you had that same, you had that class separation in Rome, right?
Mm-hmm.
The plebs
mm-hmm.
and then the citizens. And then obviously that was all by birth. I'm not as familiar with Greece. Did they have the similar dynamic?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Well, and I mean, then we also have the aspect of there are people who were born enslaved in this country later went on to become citizens.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's he was talking a complicated about part of our history, too.
That when the founding fathers said all men are created equal, like they didn't mean that.
No, they did not.
Not even
they meant all white men were created
and,
equal.
And not all white men.
Oh, that's like, true.
It was
that's right.
Pretty much
right.
Like you had to
landowners
be land. Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Because just by saying all men are created equal, even though you kind of low key didn't mean it, was just so transformative.
Yeah, I mean, we got some cues on that stuff from the French Revolution, from the Magna Carta being signed. Like, the Magna Carta was a big turn.
Yes.
To have a king recognize the rights of individuals was a really big deal.
Didn't take very well.
It did not. It's almost like it was done for show.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was like, hey, all right, we'll make you feel better.
Yeah. What era do you guys romanticize? Like, I romanticize the era before Whitey came for Native Americans.
Mm.
Maybe I've just seen Dances with Wolves too many times, but it just seemed like they kind of had it figured out. They didn't have penicillin and, you know,
I mean, they've
get sick, you're going to die.
They were living just fine before, you know, we showed up.
Do we know that?
That was their biggest problem they ever faced was white people showing up.
They didn't have any of their own conflicts or problems?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't just peachy, but
no,
we but made it worse.
What he's saying is like the arrival of outsiders to North America signaled the ultimate demise of that way of life. Yeah,
yeah, they were relatively doing okay before we were like Trail of Tears in them.
Yeah.
I tend to romanticize a time that had plenty of problems, and that's the 1960s.
Mm.
But I love Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Any show or movie that can like really immerse you in that time, I think that's why I enjoyed the Bob Dylan, Timothée Chalamet movie so much, is because they did a pretty good job there. But I like 60s.
Yeah, there's a John Wayne movie where they're oil rig guys. I forget what it's called, but it's set in the 60s. And it's the most 60s movie ever. It's like Austin Powers, but they're not being funny. Like, that's just the way life was. And I watch that once a year just to, like, immerse myself in that 60s.
What's the name of it?
I can't remember. It's John Wayne. They fight fires. I'm sure you can just Google it and find it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just go-go boots and...
Hellfighters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Orange furniture and brown carpet and just looks fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure this will shock you guys, but I don't really do that with any generation, but I wish the generation that made the most sense, or the era that made the most sense to me, was 50s and 60s United States. It was the smallest time in our country's history and the smallest gap between the wealthiest and the poorest Americans. The middle class had it best. You had good jobs with pensions. You had this big boom after World War II, and it lasted for a really long time. And it was during that 20-year period where there was a lot more equality and the middle class was king.
It's
and that's what I miss. I miss the fact that regular people actually had the things they needed. Like, one income was good enough for the household, and everybody who had a job had those jobs long periods of time with great benefits, with everything going on. And why we screwed that up, I don't know.
We also had super high taxes.
Yeah, on the rich.
Sort of like Norland.
Yeah.
But everyone had what they needed. Everyone
well, and that's the
happy.
Thing. So when you look at the time period, it was a great period of growth. That's when the middle class was built. It's basically what the American dream looks like to most people. So why did we go away from that?
It's a good question.
Well, we know why. Because the rich people didn't like it. And they wanted to keep more. And again, I understand their argument. I get it. But there's the practical and there's the ideal. If the ideal is, well, I shouldn't have to give my money up. Well, fine. Move somewhere else. You got the wealth. Go do it somewhere else that's going to give you a better deal. But we shouldn't be screwing it up for the 90% of people because 5% of people don't want it that way.
We've got everything.
133 DGS on Cable X. Happy Friday to you. It's just going to be kind of a weird, chill show. My show prep sucks.
But it doesn't, though.
We've been having fun.
Yeah, it's been fun so far.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed the conversation.
We've only had fun because of your tuna melt story.
He did save the day with that.
I
know when I'm bested.
All right, now.
Okay. Hey, everyone can relax about autism.
All right.
Okay.
We now know the second cause of autism.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
According to RFK Jr.
I hope it's not Mountain Dew.
It's circumcision.
I saw this.
Yeah, but did he link that to because they get Tylenol after the thing?
It's still the Tylenol.
Yeah. Whoa, and even that really? That's
really taking a walk, isn't
it? Yeah.
And also,
there are no young girls who are autistic. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. I mean, why do we have somebody in there who doesn't know things?
It does feel like it's increasingly feeling more like it should be a doctor in there and not just like a guy who operates on vibes.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, he's just kind of like
working out in his jeans.
Well, he also said today,
I'm going to use a little common sense here on this. And it's like, well, what if we talk to a doctor?
He said something yesterday that was along the lines of, well, it's not proof. We don't have proof that Tylenol does it, but we're doing a study to make the proof. That's not how studies work.
Well,
you're not trying to make a proof. You're not trying to come to a conclusion. You're just seeing where it goes.
You don't make a wild decision and then try to like engineer it so that it ends up being true.
In fact, what you do is you take a theory that you have and you try to prove it wrong.
So he also said there was a cabinet meeting yesterday, apparently, and he said, somebody showed me, just pretend my voice is really bad. Somebody showed me a TikTok video of a pregnant woman at 8 months pregnant, an associate professor at Columbia University. I'm going to pause there for a second. I don't love that we're using TikTok videos as like our smoking gun argument, but whatever. He goes on to say she was saying F Trump and gobbling Tylenol with her baby in her placenta.
Yeah, that doesn't go in there.
I didn't know the baby went in the placenta.
I can't believe she would do that with the baby.
So we had Dr. Osborne on the other day, and she referenced the study that was done in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way they do healthcare, they have a national healthcare registry. So they were able to track these things in 2.5 million cases. And they did not find cause. They did not see Tylenol causing this. And why is that not our good jumping off point? Why aren't we trying to replicate that or do something that can add to that? Why are we taking something that's much smaller in scale and not as conclusive and certainly not as in-depth and going, nope, this is it?
I think y'all know why. It's because it's stupid season. We're just doing stupid stuff for stupid reasons. And we're all doing our best, right and left, to try to cobble together some sense that it's still normal. But we're just frogs in the boiling water.
Well, it feels like the homework is due, and you better cobble something together. And Tylenol was like the closest we could get to completing the assignment. Because, look, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I don't have any sort of interest in defending Tylenol. If Tylenol really is causing these issues for people, I would like to know. Like, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they're proving their point in any way.
You have to provide the proof and evidence at time of claim. Not make the claim and then said, we're going to go make the proof.
Yeah.
No, that's not how this works.
Yep.
And did you guys see the letter from the 6 former surgeons general basically saying this guy's not competent? What do you think they know that we don't know or that everybody else knows? They know medicine. They understand this. This is their job. This is their livelihood. This is what they've done, and they did it at the highest level. So they're all wrong? They're all partisan? They're all just haters? Or do they just know their stuff and know when they hear someone who doesn't?
In similar medical news, an old Chinese woman was recently hospitalized after swallowing 8 live frogs to treat back pain caused by a herniated disc.
Did it work? Was that a recommendation from RFK Jr.?
Yeah, did it work?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
I'm guessing not.
Doesn't say. There's a listing for you to buy a Virginia lighthouse for $450,000. I've always been so drawn to lighthouses, but you'll need a boat to get to it and a fairly adventurous spirit. It's in the middle of the Chesapeake Bay, more than 2 miles offshore. Could you do it? Could you live in a lighthouse?
I like to think so. And that's one of my many, many cozy fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I drift off to sleep is the old lighthouse keeper who's just a bit mad.
Do we have Wi-Fi?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dave, have you seen The Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson?
Oh, boy, did I.
It's a nice, fun little movie.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's quite a rollick.
It's silly.
Yeah, I watched it with Nick, like, when it first came out, and we got to the end, we're both like, I don't even know what happened. Like, he's like, I think this. I'm like, no.
I know I saw it. I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, it stands out.
Taking it back a little bit, would you guys eat a live animal?
No.
Because that's in some places, that's like a thing that people do. They eat live animals. There's a thing in Korea where they eat live octopus. And my wife is really intrigued by that and wants to try it. And I'm like, that's not happening. You're not doing that.
Yeah,
you're not eating a live octopus.
Not doing it. I don't know why. Because we're, you know, the ones that we cook and we're killing them. I don't know why that line is different. But it is.
But it feels different,
but
right?
But it's also, if you're doing
of
that.
Of course it's different. They're alive.
It ain't, but also, it ain't cooked. That's as much of the objection to me as the part that they're the eating is the killing, as opposed to killing them first and then cooking them and eating them. It's raw. It's weird. I wouldn't eat like just a raw steak. You just handed me. I'm not eating that.
So that's your bigger complaint?
Well, I mean,
other than that, you could bite into a live cow.
That they didn't fry the frog?
No, I mean, the fact is that. All of the animals that we eat, we've killed. We didn't do it.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be the one doing it, but we do. That's not the line. The line is it's not done. I don't know. I want my food cooked. Sorry.
It's okay.
This live frog isn't even seasoned.
No, it's not even seasoned. You could see it. Yeah, forget it. Forget it. That's going to go down a path that I don't think any of us want to go down.
I can't eat this live monkey. It's not even seared.
It's a little lemon pepper.
Americans lost 241 million packages to porch pirates this year already. $15.7 billion. Isn't that kind of crazy? Like, I've thought that from the very beginning. Like, mailboxes are weird, right? Like, you put really important stuff in this box that's literally just out there for anyone. And, of course, you don't take it because you grow up hearing it's a federal offense and you don't know what that means, but it scares you. But just, you know, anyone at any point could take anything out of your mailbox. Obviously, take it off your porch.
Is it the same federal law if it's a package from Amazon as opposed to something from the Postal Service? I'm guessing no.
I don't think Amazon's the same.
That's what I'm saying. I'm guessing packages on your porch are not considered the mail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, maybe, I don't know. I feel like we could be doing more about that. I don't know what. I mean, think about it. That's with a lot of people having ring cams and all that stuff. It just shows you how hard it is to catch people, I guess. Dave's reading.
Yeah, just reading. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Want some fun facts?
Yes.
Nachos are called nachos after their inventor, Ignacio Nacho.
Oh, cool.
He was the host at a Mexican restaurant called the Victory Club. One night in 1943, some U.S. Army wives came in late, but the chef had already left. So Nacho went into the kitchen to throw something together for them, which was essentially nachos as we know them now.
Nice.
It became so popular with the women and other guests, it was eventually put on the menu.
Man, the Victory Club is an incredible name for a restaurant, first of all.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Was it one of those dinner clubs?
Yeah, those look nice, don't they?
That's an interesting. I don't know. I don't know if they look nice or if they look annoying. I can't tell.
I think they look
cool.
I've
seen them depicted, and you're just like, I don't know that would be fun to me.
Yeah.
Too formal.
My next door neighbors, the Opals, Lester and Nola, just an older couple. And they used to go to a supper club called The Plantation, which is now it's a church, but it's like along 270 North County-ish. And I just thought that was the absolute quintessence of
fanciness.
Yeah. They'd get dressed up and go to a supper club and watch a show and eat. I was like, wow.
I wouldn't mind going to like a dinner club if I could just wear like jeans and a t-shirt.
You always got rules.
I don't want to
dress
up. Not
going to eat live animals.
Don't want to dress up.
A couple in Florida is facing charges after they left their 16-year-old son by himself on the side of the road and told him to fend for himself. They only left him with some cash and a bag of handguns.
Oh.
Wait. forever? Like, bye, yeah. Kid?
See ya.
You know, I started on the parents' side. I was like, what's the deal? He's 16. Yeah. Let him walk home. But then I'm like, well. Wait,
so you're just abandoning your 16-year-old.
The now more details gave, I got, the more troubled I became.
Now, you gave the boy, you gave the boy one handgun and a sack of money, right? And he's remembering giving him one money and a sack of handguns and going, oh, crap. I mixed him up.
I was right there going, like, this felt like that first story. Remember the mom that got in trouble for making her kid walk home from school or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, I went from that to, like, what horrible human beings in, like, 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. Okay. Details matter. That's what it shows you.
David.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
David. There you go, Justin. That's for Cecilia and Desmond.
Love those names.
Yeah, me too. Justin says, happy Friday, DGS. My kids, Cecilia and Desmond, wanted to say hello. They always crack up at the David Bigfoot call.
All right, one more time.
David. David.
Yeah, by the way, we did our Halloween show Tuesday at Amos Village out in Marthasville, out in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by hills. I always want to call them mounds, but they're hills. And Frankie, who that's their new home base from Haunted Souls, said that there are Bigfoot researchers out there in the woods all the time and that they hear things all the time. So I think maybe that's where we're going to go this spring for a Bigfoot hunt.
Yeah, nice. I think it seems like the perfect place.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of people investigating on YouTube, and it was like, ooh, this is fun.
Hey, since you brought up the little road trip we took on, what was that, Tuesday night? Mm-hmm. How beautiful is the state of Missouri?
It's underrated.
It's unbelievable. It's
completely
so underrated.
I truly forget how gorgeous it is. Like, just driving down 44 was amazing. And then when we were getting to the location of the Halloween show, we crossed a river. I don't even know which river we were across.
Yeah.
Okay, it was the Missouri River. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just looked around and I'm like, this is absolutely gorgeous because the sun was just setting. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was heavenly. The drive out there was unbelievable. Drive back was scary because it was dark and there were trucks running us off the road. Yeah. But
it was so peaceful and gorgeous and pastoral.
Yeah, leaves are just starting to change a little bit.
Then we pull in there like, this is the bathtub where the lady scalded herself to death. Like, right on.
And we said, wheels, get in there. Come on, man.
Let's go.
This is the crawl space. Kept a little blind girl.
Come on now, get. We were hitting him with horsetails.
You didn't have to do
that. Happier.
All you had to do was ask. Yep, I'm in.
So you weren't uncomfortable at all?
No.
You're a freak.
There was nothing going on in there.
You can hear on the recording, there's no fear in his voice. There's nothing.
So,
there's no...
Okay, let's be real.
Uh-huh.
What would scare you? Not like
not real life
with
stuff.
A gun.
You're talking like spooky type stuff.
Yeah, like what if you'd have been with 3 dead bodies in that room?
It's fine. I don't want to be, but it's fine.
And then they woke up in the city of Jesus.
Yeah, that would be it. If one of them starts talking, yeah, it'd probably scare me.
What if one started blowing wind up your butt?
That would really scare me.
What if one of them said the Wi-Fi's out and we don't know when it's coming back?
Nightmare! Wake me from the nightmare.
And there's MLB is on strike.
Yes. That, you want to know my real fear is? A work stoppage in baseball. Yeah, that's a real fear. Yeah, like, so if I were, you know, sitting in the crawl space area,
yeah,
like if I could see, because it wasn't much to see because it was dark in there, and something like flew at me and I could see that it wasn't like rigged or that somebody, some human didn't do it, mm-hmm. I'd probably go like, all right, that's not great. Mm-hmm. Or if I saw, I don't know, if I saw a ghost face right in front of my face, I'd probably, I don't know what I'd do, but I'd probably be like, ah.
That's it.
I don't know. I've never seen it before. I don't know. But yeah, I'm sure that would be jarring if I just saw a ghost face.
What would make you run out of there screaming?
I don't know. Good question. Screaming? Probably nothing. Run out of there really fast? I don't know. Maybe some kind of like feeling like physical contact. You know, the stories where people feel like they got scratched or whatever. That'd probably get me out of there pretty fast.
All right.
I don't think I'd be screaming, though. I'm not a screamer.
What? You're so loud.
No, I'm a yeller. I'm not a screamer.
A lot of people don't draw a difference there.
No, though, because there's the one's the intent and one is involuntary, at least from the way I view it.
Yeah, I'm sure that night the ghosts are like, settle this one down.
Like, this guy, get him out of here, man.
Someone give him an exorcism.
He's a little intense, man. Let him go.
Jeez, Pete.
He's what the ghosts are scared of.
The ghosts are like,
I think this building is haunted.
They're telling me to go to the light.
They're like, just stay quiet. He'll leave soon.
That's why they didn't answer me.
Yeah. Then you'd have kept talking.
That's not wrong.
He's in the crawl space. They're all on the fourth floor.
I would have kept the conversation going. And they probably knew that. They're like, this guy will never stop.
Hey, ghost, what's it like being dead?
I didn't ask that. No, I did not.
So you like it or like, not really?
Did not ask any of that. We have recordings. I did ask if they could tell what color my hair was. I didn't hear anybody say.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah. Well, I just, couldn't think of anything. I'm sitting there. If you could see me, maybe you should be able to tell.
What did you make?
You guys don't think I'm cute, do you? You don't have to tell me, I guess. But if you wanted, we could talk about it.
Do you guys think I'm hot? I should have asked that. That would have been hilarious.
If you weren't dead and could have sex with me, would you right now?
Damn it. I feel like that was a missed opportunity for humor now.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's what we wanted.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
What if in unison all the
Many
voices...
Many goofs as possible.
What if all the voices in unison went, no?
Hope the Halloween show is real goofy this year.
I'm not that dead.
What did you guys make of when we were talking to the spirit box and the ghost guys would say, finish this sequence... 1, 2, 3, and then it would say 4. What did you make of that?
It was a little weird.
Nothing.
Very scary. I mean, not, I guess not scary in the sense that it was like bone chilling, but it was eerie in the sense that it made you feel like, it made me feel at least like there were other people there, right?
There was also something else that happened that we're saving for the show.
Yeah.
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 Caught something on video. Well, audio on the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one thing happen.
And one good highlight.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than one, but like one was really stood out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was your reaction, too.
Yeah, we all really underreacted.
We're all like,
that.
All right,
I just laughed.
Yeah,
we were
all
genuinely frightened. We didn't want to give it too much oxygen.
I think I ruined the audio because I was laughing when it happened. It was great, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.